This is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Hurricane Frances to a tropical storm, but the Red Cross is calling Frances the largest natural disaster in U.S. history, and President Bush has declared the entire state of Florida a federal disaster area. Millions of Floridians have lost power, and the storm is still not over. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Orlando.
On the other side of these wooden shutters at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Orlando, sustained 40-mile-an-hour winds are bending trees like straws and pulling stop signs off their posts. Sheets of warm rain pelt the windows as Hurricane Frances moves west across the state. Inside the hotel, Gloria Kimball sits and waits for the storm to pass. Kimball is from Port St. Lucie, where the eye of the hurricane came ashore last night. Her daughter and son live in West Palm Beach and decided not to evacuate. She's been talking with them by cell phone.
My daughter said a tree just totally flew up out of the ground by the roots. It had like 6-foot roots on it and just flew across, and it was hanging over her fence, and trees were snapping like twigs about halfway down. And it was very scary. Unfortunately, nothing has hit the roof yet.
Kimball says she doesn't think her children regret their decision to ride out the storm.
I don't think so. My daughter's a nurse. She's actually due to go in this evening, so she's going to have to find a way in there, and I'm kind of worried about her doing that.
Many parts of the state have experienced flooding. 11 inches of rain had fallen along the central eastern Florida coast by this afternoon, and forecasters were predicting 18 inches in some areas. Those standing pools of water can contain downed power lines that may electrocute people. Flying debris is still a risk, and Frances may still generate tornadoes that can cause serious damage. Just outside of the Crown Plaza Hotel, Hugo Carvajal stands in a sheltered area watching the rain with his 20-month-old son. He lives in Point Siena, just south of Kissimmee, Florida.
I feel safer here than over there, because we didn't have a roof.
Hurricane Charley pulled off parts of Carvajal's roof 3 weeks ago when that storm passed through the state. Carvajal didn't have time to fix the damage before Frances started approaching, and he didn't want to risk sitting at home through a second hurricane with an infant and an already damaged roof.
I guess since there's so many houses messed up, it's going to take a while for them to fix ours.
Carvajal says he's not worried. He'll stay at the hotel another week if he has to. Florida Governor Jeb Bush is concerned that other Floridians won't be so patient. At a press conference today, he urged people not to go home before it's safe to do so.
Just remember that you and your family are more valuable than you're valuable. So don't come back, go back to your home if you're in a shelter. Don't think that you need to get on the interstate to go back to your community until you are told to do so.
Governor Bush reiterated that this is the largest natural disaster in U.S. history. It's not that Hurricane Frances is stronger than other hurricanes, it's just much bigger and slower. Frances's slow pace doesn't just cause extreme damage, it also impedes cleanup and recovery efforts. Governor Bush said this morning that emergency rescue crews cannot even begin their work until conditions become safer.
The first responders won't respond if they're put in dangerous positions. They're not going to wait for blue skies, but they're not going to go out in hurricane force winds.
The storm is expected to pass over the west coast of Florida sometime tonight. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Orlando.